Hello, Action Daddy Nation. You know who this is. Tommy Boom Boom Ebenhoe with us, as always. Double D, Dylan Doherty.
What up, what up?
Bang Bang. My main man. My cousin who's 10 years younger, but 10 years wiser. Big Head Ed.
Shout out
Ebenhoe.
Shout out Detroit.
Detroit.
Detroit. We got a new button added to the mix.
In case we ever need a play.
In case we ever need it again. Man, it feels good. That felt great.
You're going to need that button next
week.
Felt
so good.
Oh, I feel bad for the Bucks.
Oh, yeah. That's a tough. They're getting thrown into a blender.
Baker.
About to get cooked.
Yeah. Speaking of a blender, is that one right there your really expensive one?
That is my expensive
I can tell
blender.
Because the screen on it has a computer screen.
It's got a screensaver.
Yeah, it has a screen.
I'm gonna paint I'm gonna paint an even better picture for you.
It's got the
thing that if you've seen in The Office, where if it hits the exact corner, it will bounce directly into the other corner.
Right.
And it's playing with me right now. It's just not getting to that corner.
Oh yeah, yeah.
As
somebody who's watched it for days, it doesn't happen.
It's never hit it.
I have not slept in weeks. Boom!
Man, oh my God! I hit it.
Blah, blah,
dead
blah, blah, blah,
dude,
I'm going home.
Perfectly square.
I can die now.
Yeah.
Lions won a playoff game and that thing hit the corner.
Wow.
Well, you're going to want to see him win the Super Bowl in a couple weeks here.
Dude. Did you see that reporter talking to the Tampa Bay coach?
Mm-mm. No.
Hilarity. Mm. Coach.
Oh, the weather adjustments?
It's super cold in Detroit. It's 13 degrees. What kind of adjustments are you going to make having to play in that temperature? And he's like, oh, it's a dome.
Yeah.
And we're only outside for 20 seconds to get off the bus into the stadium, so I guess none.
I do want to mention...
That's bad coaching.
Just so you get the full scope of everything, it doesn't matter, but it was a female reporter.
It doesn't matter. Okay, that's why I didn't bring it up.
I know, but I just want... You knew it was the Bucks coach. They didn't know what reporter it was. I narrowed it down to 5% of reporters or something.
The correct answer would be to wear a coat to the game. Just for that 20 seconds.
Right.
The coach is an idiot.
The guy's not prepared.
No.
He's not ready for Detroit.
He was wearing shorts.
I've been in Detroit when it's like deathly cold.
For some reason, it's in major cities. It's colder. I don't know why.
I think it's the buildings are like cold. It's just like cities get hotter too because all the concrete heats up.
Buildings get hot?
Yeah.
Everything
gets hot. Concrete heats up, so it's hotter inside.
You ever heard this song? Hot town, summer in the city.
Yeah.
It's not it's hot town, summer in a small town. That song says it all.
New York must have really cooled down on 9/12.
Hey.
Sorry about that. Those buildings.
Wow.
Sorry.
Yikes.
Not hot enough.
I do think there's some, there's the streets that run in, straight lines. And that wind picks up.
It's like a wind tunnel.
But, I lived in a big city, Ed. You didn't. You've never lived in a big city. I have. I
know. Well, we all know that's debatable, but.
I lived in Mount Pleasant, so pretty big city.
That's a big
You lived about just as close to Detroit as Tom did when he lived in Chicago.
He says that shit. I had a Chicago address the whole time I lived there.
That doesn't mean nothing to me.
I had a Chicago address, 2966 West Nelson in 2323 North California.
If you could drive to the Hancock building, how long would it take you from touching your doorknob to get in your car to drive to the Hancock building, regular traffic?
What time
There's
of day?
There's a lot of traffic,
What
man.
Time of day? Ed, I'm telling you right now, there's times I could make it to Second City in 13 minutes, and there were times where it took me an hour.
And that's fair. That's pretty close. I live, just it takes me 7 minutes to get to Garber, and I feel like I live right next door pretty much.
Right.
So that's close.
I mean, do you want me to Google Maps it?
No, just tell me the truth.
I'm telling you, the Hancock to 2323 North California Avenue.
On a good day?
If I'm driving, 45 minutes. If I'm on the train, I could probably be there in 25 minutes.
No, you can't use the train reference because every time we took the train, Tom, someone would throw themselves in front of the train. and they would get electrocuted by the train tracks.
But me, having street smarts,
knew
that meant we had to get an Uber now.
That was a good.
Before everybody started getting in Ubers. So we're coming home from a White Sox game where Jonah got.
Tell
that story. All of a sudden, the train stops. Rumor has it somebody jumped on the tracks.
Oh, it wasn't rumor. I saw the blood.
Wait, so the Are the train tracks like always electric hot? Like they're hot all the time?
I think so.
There's one that's hot.
Okay. So like, because you see a lot of times in movies, someone fall down there and someone go down there and scoop them. Like right. they get zapped.
No, that you happen. Don't want to do that. So you don't want to be a hero.
It's the ever. It's I the do, middle though. The middle track.
Okay.
The two outside ones are not electrified.
But those are the I have to lay in the middle to go under the train in my.
You don't want to do that.
But that's how I think of it when I save the woman.
What woman? What does she look like?
She's like, she's 300 pounds, and I pick her up and carry her out.
Just toss her?
Yeah, just Fireman's toss her out carry. Of there. Stop the train. No, I get under, dodge the train. Yeah. Then on the way out, I give a homeless man a $100 bill.
Wow.
And I say, hey, everybody take care of themselves. It's dangerous out here. And then I walk off.
And then that homeless man uses that dollar bill to buy crack. Okay? How do you feel?
And then I get canceled for selling crack to young kids.
I was going
to
go the other way. That homeless man uses that $100 for tuition at Columbia University and becomes a doctor.
You don't know. He might have a plan going.
Hey, dude, there's always people who are like, you don't have to give them any money. They make $100,000 a year.
The panhandlers?
I don't think every one of them, sorry.
Everyone makes don't, 100. But some do.
Yeah.
Definitely seen some that do not make $100,000 a year.
Then they are.
Those are the good ones. Those are the good ones.
It's the opposite. The good of the bad of the good.
There's those guys, like there's this video of a guy giving a homeless guy boots. Like these $100 boots or whatever, $200
boots. I don't want these fucking things.
And the guy puts them on, and then the next day, they find him again, and he's barefoot. And he's like, well, didn't you just get boots yesterday? And he's like, I had to put them, I had to hide them. So like, maybe it's true. I don't know.
He could have sold them more. I have seen some homeless stuff that they do have to hide everything that is good to them, especially when they're sleeping.
Where do they
people
hide
like
it?
Steal
in their
homeless,
house?
I should say, I don't know. Maybe I'm sure it's homeless people versus homeless people. They steal their possessions right. while they're sleeping.
I guess
the spot would probably be like, you know how the dumpster like lips out for the arm to get in? Maybe if you had something flat, you could tape it against that. I was just trying to think of where they'd hide their stuff.
I don't know.
At work? No, because they're not working.
How do you know?
I saw them on the street asking for money.
Yeah, I mean, that is work.
You know what housing prices are?
Yeah, pretty right pretty cheap if you're not you poor.
Yeah, Tom's bought family's one. Been dropping money from these people for years.
They call it commission.
Do you know how much money they've been making?
They call it commission.
Hey, enough of this bullshit.
Where do you think this table came from?
I got something.
Anyway.
I did a lot of talking last week.
A lot of talking.
You know what? Today, I'm going to listen to the two biggest Lions fans I know.
Yeah.
We'll start with you.
Okay.
How many years?
Since 1991. This is the first game I remember watching.
So take me back to Sunday night and tell me of this pain that you've had built up, this pent aggression. How does it feel now that you've... you've met your goal?
We're not done. It's the first great hurdle that we've gotten over in a long time. Pure joy is the best way I could describe my feelings. You guys know this. I have not drank since August 10th, since I had surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, Tom, you can't drink for 6 months. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, no problem. I've not drank. I had one shot of vodka I put in my tea because my throat was hurting when I had COVID.
And I got alcohol.
And I got hammered. No, I'll tell you the story on this in a minute. It helps. But I said, when the Lions win tonight, I'm having a Busch Light. Ed, you were there. It was the best fucking tasting beer I've ever had in my life.
Really?
It was
ice cold.
Oh my God. Ice cold because it was sitting outside. Oh, yeah. The Lions won. Dude, we fucking. And it was a nerve-wracking game. Yeah. There were times I was nervous. When we got that first down at the end to Amon-Ra St. Brown, that felt... And then Brian Mahoney, well, they got to get another first down. There's not enough time.
Wrong.
I got confused by that because somebody said Brian or Ryan. But
shout
then
out.
Ryan Horner, thanks for letting us watch the game at your house. And thank you, Kylie. And
food was great.
Crystal Nomsky for those. Delicious. Brookies?
They were like a cookie brownie.
Those called the Brookies? I think so.
Unbelievable.
Best I've ever had.
Thanks to Dave for your polite attitude all the time.
Dave was being a dick.
I like Dave. We like Dave.
Yeah, I love how mean he is to me. Besides that, it was good to see you happy.
I was so happy.
Because you were really...
I was stressed.
Oh, yeah. You were sitting at the end of the table like a mafia guy, laser focused.
Right. You know, you asked Tom if, like, you know, if it was enough, if it was finished.
I'm coming to you next.
Okay. Okay. Go for it.
Okay, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm done. All right, Dylan.
Okay. I was just going to say.
How many years? Solid years.
Solid years.
What year? Since what year, I should say? Since what year you're like, oh, I ain't missing a game?
Probably 2006, 2007. So it's okay. Probably been.
Good run.
Yeah, it's probably been 17 years or something like that.
All right. Now tell me how your feelings were for this game.
So, well, very, very, very nervous, obviously. Like Tom had said, it doesn't feel like, you know, it's good. It's really, really right. good. I'm very happy. I had tears flowing out of my eyes after we won. When they said, your Detroit, the announcer said, quote verbatim or whatever it was. He's like, your Detroit Lions have won a home playoff game for the first time in 32 years. And I waterworked.
Yeah.
It's when he said your Detroit Lions, it hit me different. That was good announcing. That hit me different.
After that dog shit we had to listen to the whole game.
Yes.
They are back this week. Oh, okay. Mike Tirico and Collinsworth are back. Now here's a guy.
The good news is there's nobody on the Bucks who's just like dicks are in their mouth.
They'll find self. They'll find.
Maybe they'll be pro Lions.
They'll find him. Hey, that'd be cool.
I will say in that Eagles game, I mean, I watched Mike Evans drop a few fucking bombs. Baker Mayfield.
He did
his
right
hands.
In the basket. I know.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield was dropping them.
They look good.
Baker Mayfield looked good. I will say he looked really good.
Doing
he
was smelling salts before the game.
Dude, did you see him do the? He was cheating. Doing the hand smell first down.
I did see that.
Yeah. What a king.
He's.
If
I like
he has
Baker.
To rush, if he has to rush, I think they're in trouble.
Oh, I mean, he's gonna get hit.
I want to say this. I really like Baker Mayfield. I'm sorry.
I do.
He has to die.
I don't.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because we're coming at him, dude.
We saw what happened to Stafford.
You see how loud it was in that bitch when Stafford took the field for the first time.
And this whole thing, listen. I don't want people booing kids and wives.
That didn't happen.
I don't believe that it happened either. But back to this thing one more time. Kelly Stafford, I'm sorry Detroit fans aren't rooting for your husband anymore. Yeah, and you have to go to L.A. where nobody gives a fuck about football.
Yeah.
That was your fault.
I heard there's no away fans at the game.
Yeah, because they don't have any. They don't have home fans at home games because nobody cares.
Yeah.
That's I saw that. Did you see like Stafford was like. They asked him, you know, how do you feel for Detroit? Yeah. And they were like, he was like, I'm really happy for the players and the team.
Yeah.
Didn't say anything about,
don't give a fuck.
Man,
see you later.
That's a diss towards you.
He don't,
yeah, he's always on his side.
I almost called him up. Said, hey, here's, man.
Hey, fucker.
Listen, it's a breakup, right? We've all been through breakups.
Yeah. When he got hit like that, I was like, damn, that good hit. Good hit.
He left Detroit for something better, though.
Right. He left us. He really did.
And but listen, Jared Goff.
Listen, I'm happy for him. Right, but
Dan Campbell built Jared Goff.
And would Jared Goff get booed if we played at the Rams?
No. Like Tom said, it'd be more Lions fan than Ram fan.
Yeah, there's just no.
Just like it was in Tampa Bay last time we played there, pussies.
That's something I want to bring up too. But go ahead.
Remember the movie She's All That?
Oh yes.
Okay. Classic.
Oh yeah.
Paul Walker.
Usher.
Usher. Freddie Prinze Jr. Matthew Lillard. You know, just pure
Shaggy
90s.
From Scooby Doo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Love that guy.
It's a lot his like, name in that movie?
What was it? It's
no,
something
no, no,
wild.
No. Brock Hudson?
He was on The Real World, do you remember? In the movie.
Yeah,
Brock Hudson. What do you mean I cheated on you? He's from The Real World. Freddie Prinze's hot girlfriend cheats on him. And then his alleged boys, because Paul Walker is the bad guy in that movie, or turns into it, I guess. Bets him he can't make the nerd girl into the prom queen. That's what we've done. Yeah, Matt Stafford went with Matthew Lillard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that happens.
And then they fade away.
We got Rachel Lee Cook. She's hot.
Oh yeah,
smoke shot.
All
now.
You do, you take off those glasses.
Take the glasses off.
There she
still,
goes.
We just That's did it. This. This is the wrong song. Oh, yeah. We've just
kissed.
Are we just, people are gonna be like, is this a fucking
outside
wrong
the beer
week?
And barley.
This just happened.
It did.
I liked them both. They both did. Fit.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought they both were.
What do you think Sixpence None the Richer are doing these days?
I don't know who that
can you,
is.
That's who that band is. Can you go to a Sixpence None the Richer concert?
No, I can't go to the fucking 7 cents and with my friend Richard. I don't know what you're talking about.
Wasn't it called 6 cents and what?
Sixpence None the Richer.
Sixpence.
Classic 90s band. Yeah, it feels good, Adam. So fucking happy.
All right, now what are you going to expect out of this week?
Do you want my prediction or do you... No, we'll say predictions. Here's what... We're gonna.
I did say the Lions by one.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah.
Currently no events for her.
No events for Sixpence.
Well, okay. Check tomorrow.
We'll I'm sure after this.
The tour's going to release.
It's like when Creed, people start making fun of Creed again, and then now they go on tour, and they're fucking sold out.
And then
out
they're
everywhere.
Killing it, yeah.
Good for them.
Maybe.
I saw Creed when I was 19 years old, just for the record.
Was it awesome?
It was myself, a cousin of Ed and I's, at Pine Knob, and it was a fucking blast.
Good.
I might have been like 17. I was young.
Yeah.
Maybe the Venga Boys will check their Twitter mail tomorrow and see if we can get permission for their songs now for their podcast.
Right.
I mean, I only messaged them 3 years ago.
Right. Hey.
If they didn't
say
answer,
no, if they don't say no,
yeah, you got to say no. You know what? No means no.
Yeah.
They never said no.
Yeah.
So, I don't even know what we were talking about. I totally forgot.
The prediction, maybe, possibly.
Oh, Lions
Buccaneers.
Lions will win.
What? Okay. So let me ask you. Let's just say hypothetically, the Lions do win.
When they win, yeah.
Okay. Could there be more tears? Your Detroit Lions are going to the NFC Championship.
Yes.
Well, that first time ever?
No.
No.
Because I believe they had a bye in 91.
But no, then they lost.
Then
then they won in the divisional round.
The Cowboys lost to the
Redskins,
who then went to the Super Bowl and won.
Yep. Mm.
That was the NFC Championship?
It must, yeah.
Gotcha.
Maybe they didn't have a bye.
What year was the player strike?
Oh, there's been a couple.
Washington won a champion, you know, the year of the scab thing, the 30s. Yeah.
That was in the 80s, though.
Well, I thought so, yeah.
Or maybe early 90s.
I guess, yeah, 80s. Anyways, we're going to fucking win. And then I'm going to be excited, and I'm going to feel bad for who's the Niners or?
Probably Niners, Packers.
Oh, my God.
Niners,
if the
Packers
beat the Niners and then Detroit hosts the NFC Championship.
Oh, my God.
Against Green Bay.
Come here.
Oh, my God.
Come here, Matt.
That'll be the biggest game
ever.
In NFL history.
It would be.
Oh, my God. It's
division
awesome.
Rivals.
It's awesome.
And then there's some sort of attack in Vegas, so they have to move the Super Bowl to Detroit.
To Detroit? You remember when Minnesota's roof collapsed and they had to move the Monday night game, or they moved a game to Monday night?
Yeah,
and
they moved
Detroit.
It to the college. Oh, no, they did move to Detroit.
They played in Detroit? Mm-hmm. That was fucking sweet.
No. Did you go to that?
I did not.
I do remember when that happened, though.
But I love that. Watching two teams.
So we should have something bad happen to Vegas.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't alive, but then the Lions make it to the playoffs in like 94 and Brett Favre threw that fucking stupid ass crossbody pass like 70 yards for a touchdown to win it towards the end of the game.
We made it in 93.
91, 93.
Yeah. It might have been 93.
Must have been, yeah.
Fuck Brett Favre. He's a bitch.
He's got a thumb for a dick. Remember when he was sending nudes?
When he was on the Jets and he was hitting people up.
It was cold out. Come on.
I'm not trying to dick shame. You better have a hog if you're a celebrity sending nudes.
Like when Chris Brown's accidentally gets leaked every year and he has a fucking
monster
snake.
We all saw Ray J. Like, huge.
Yeah.
That's when you send him. Sorry, Brett.
Yep. 1993 NFC wild card. Brett Favre game-winning touchdown to Sterling Sharp.
Fuck.
Yeah. I would love to have a third home game. That would be fucking wild.
That would be amazing.
Wild. And then we go to Vegas.
If the Lions go to the Super Bowl, are you going to go to Vegas?
I would not. No interest.
I asked Andy McAlpine if he would, and he said, without a doubt, absolutely. I asked him how the game was this week. I know he's one of the biggest Lions fans I know. I wonder if it's still saved on my phone. He said, greatest day of his life.
Yeah.
And if not top two for sure.
And he's married to somebody out of his league.
And I was wondering, I'm like, is his wedding
right?
Or the other day of them, maybe.
We had a great time at his wedding.
Yeah, you were the host was
the officiant.
Oh, yeah, officiant.
Yeah, the officiant. So had a great time.
Any drama in the wedding? Anything you can splurge on the air? Any fun?
Oh, yeah. Tons of it.
Okay.
What are Super Bowl tickets? Like $8,000 or something?
I think
more. Yeah.
I
think the average is like $8,500. The problem is hotels in Las Vegas are insane. And
you'd almost have to fly state across and drive in with a rental.
Right. To fly to Las Vegas also that weekend is like $4,000 or $5,000.
Tom, Vegas don't sleep. You don't have to sleep. Just walk around the game.
The cheapest two tickets are available are $9,100. And then the next cheapest are $10,750.
I mean, if you guys want to go, let's go.
So let's hop on that 9,000.
Once the teams get set,
They'll drop.
Depending on who it is.
When the Lions go.
Yeah, if it's the Niners who are there a lot and not Buffalo. Who's left?
Buffalo would be a big game.
Yeah. No, I know. Who would not be? I guess I don't know. If it was Lions, it'd be fucking
Would Tampa
huge.
Bay bring a big crowd?
No, I don't think so. It can't be that. Just trying to think of the other side. Oh, maybe if it's the Niners versus the Chiefs, they'll drop.
Yeah. Because
those teams go to the Super Bowl a decent amount. If it's Bills, Lions,
huge.
Fucking huge.
No, yeah.
I was in Las Vegas last year for the Super Bowl. Great time. Oh. It was Eagles.
Oh, but the Super Bowl wasn't
Chiefs.
There. But
it wasn't there, yes. Correct. And that's going to be the big problem is why it's going to be fucking nuts.
You know what would be sweet? If the Texans made it all the way.
Do they have a fan base?
I think so.
No.
A little bit.
Do they?
I think
They're
so.
They're too new.
They had a home... Well, their home playoff game was kind of loud. I watched it.
Yeah,
seemed pretty lit in there.
That was... I have a question about the Texans.
Nico Collins. Holy shit. He looks good.
Yeah.
God damn.
He's good.
Bad Brad. I brought this to his attention. I heard this on a podcast, so I asked him because he's a guy who thinks he knows NFL sports.
Yeah.
How many teams would trade their quarterback?
Oh yeah.
Or wouldn't trade their quarterback? Maybe is a better answer for Stroud right now. So I think the ones who wouldn't for sure is Buffalo with Josh Allen,
Kansas City
with Mahomes,
Philadelphia,
Baltimore. Baltimore with
Lamar
and Joe Burrow.
You think the Eagles would trade for CJ?
We don't got to go through all of them.
Let's run through it. Okay. Let's just you guys say yes or no.
I think all of them are no. I've already went through this.
Baltimore Ravens. Do they trade for it?
No.
Josh Allen or Buffalo Bills?
No.
Does Cincinnati go Joe Burrow for CJ?
Were you just listening?
No.
I just said no.
Jarrett Stidham or Russell Wilson?
All right, we don't got to do that.
You think everybody would give up their quarterback for CJ Stroud?
Yes, right? I think the Eagles would trade.
I don't think the Eagles would. I think.
I don't know.
I honestly don't.
Goff?
I don't think the Lions would. I don't know.
Yeah, I think.
We're not talking about for the playoffs. We're talking about for the future of Detroit. Goff's 32 or
something.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to think.
I guess.
The Jets?
Pittsburgh would. The Jets would.
The Jets are trading Rodgers?
I mean, if they have to trade Rodgers, I think that's a fucking no-brainer. You have 1 year with Rodgers and 15 with CJ Stroud.
Oh. Hey,
pull that in a little more.
You're talking about the very, very fragile Aaron Rodgers that can play one play a season?
The Washington Commanders trade Sam Howell for CJ Stroud?
No, absolutely not. That guy's a stud. I love Sam
Howell.
Brock Purdy.
He's a winner. He's a winner.
Yeah, I think they do.
I don't know if they would.
The point I'm making here is things could get crazy if CJ Stroud fucks around, doesn't understand how big of a stage he's on, and beats the Baltimore Ravens this weekend, because then all hell breaks loose. Then
fucking chaos.
Then who is your Super Bowl? You know, then they are definitely beating the Bills. Or the Chiefs.
Do you remember the Bills had a 5% chance of making the playoffs like six weeks ago? Yeah.
I do know that. And I know that because when that 5% was going on is when I cashed out my Bills future. I put $80 on to win $900 at the beginning of the year. And once I saw they weren't going to make the playoffs anymore, I cashed it out for $10.
Eww.
And now I'm a fucking idiot.
If the Lions don't make it, I hope they do it.
All right. If you're right, who are you rooting for? Pretend the Lions are sitting there. They're like, we're too good. Nobody can stop us.
We're not going to win.
The league agrees, and we just stop playing.
Texans.
Who are you rooting for? Texans?
Yeah.
I'm going to say I like the Ravens. I like the Bills. Not the Chiefs. Not the Niners. Fuck those guys.
Yep.
Not Tampa. They're gay.
What?
Not the Packers. I'll go with the Bills.
I would say Bills, too, probably. Yeah.
Bills have a great fan
base.
I can't imagine them with the Lions mixing up.
Did you see the thing about the Pit? They're building a new stadium.
Oh, Buffalo?
Buffalo, yeah.
Ooh.
So there's this giant pit dug into the ground where they're building the new stadium.
Nice.
And someone fell in a couple weeks ago, and they won. So they keep sending a guy out there to go fall into the pit.
Is it dangerously
large? Yes, like they're going to the hospital. Yeah, like they're breaking bolts. And someone keeps doing it. And nowhere's reporting on it because they don't want it to happen. And it's happened like 3 weeks in a row where someone's fell into the pit and had to go to the hospital, and then the Bills win.
I like that.
It's dedication.
It is. That's a dedicated Bills Mafia, baby.
I would fall into the pit for the Lions.
I would too, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That is so funny, being the guy. Legend.
Legend.
Is there a fucking pit around here I can jump in?
We'll find you one.
Lose.
Well, you thought the Big Rock was gone, so
that would be a massive pit.
There might be. I think the Big Rock is actually like an iceberg. I think it's fucking huge underneath.
Doesn't everyone say that it is? Like it shrank a bunch.
I know
from
it sank,
being too
but
heavy
I don't think
into
it's
the
a
ground.
20%, 80% thing.
I think it's over 400% bigger underground.
Yeah.
It goes to the core.
If I started digging in my backyard, I'd probably hit bedrock from that bad boy. Yeah.
You'd find it.
That'd be sweet, dude. Can you start that?
I can probably start digging.
And it's all gold. It's giant gold.
Under the ground, it's straight gold. If you dug 3 inches down, they just don't know.
There's all our problems solved, boys. Yep.
Where are we watching the game on Sunday? Are we going
same spot.
Didn't the Horner say come back? Were they joking or
we didn't? I didn't ask him. We're going because that's what we need to do. My favorite part was we had all, you know, a couple kids there, a lot of adults, and they're like, "So and so, put your helmet back on. We were doing better when your football helmet was on."
Yeah. Paul T's son with the Lion with the same brown jersey, rocking the Lions helmet. It'd be third down, he'd throw the helmet on. I was like, "Fuck yeah, dude,
my man." This is what I'm glad, like, kids are getting addicted to this now because it's going to be pain for the rest of their lives.
Or this kid is about to be in, like, something. He's like a Patriots fan in 2001.
Yeah.
He has no idea what's coming.
The streak is coming.
Seven championships of just domination and
why couldn't
chicks want to be on him? And
or it's a kid like you and he's from, like, I don't know, North Carolina, and he's like, I'm going to be a bandwagon fan and be with this team because I like Jahmyr Gibbs. And I'm going to get his fat head and root for them over my
home
team.
That kid's
going
to be a fucking legend.
Well, who do you even root for? The Panthers? Fuck that. Like, why root for the Panthers?
Yeah, that's what Eddie said about the Lions.
And I don't want you to just think I woke up one day and picked a team, okay? If you don't think I went through years of suffering, I did.
And then
I made an educational move to change.
So you're calling all of us stupid?
Oh, yes.
Calling us stupid for being there?
Well, this was before your time. You said 2007. This happened to me in like 2005. So you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I've seen. Now Tom does. Because there was a stretch there in like 2004 where the Lions would start off, or five. Lions would start off 4-0 or something like that.
And 5-1.
And then end up.
I remember the year we went 0-16. Everyone was like, holy shit, we're 4-0 in the preseason. We're going
to
do it.
I never liked I was just too miserable to
tell you a good story about that. I went to the second to last game of the year, Saints at Lions, wore my Reggie Bush jersey, and it was fucking hilarious in Ford Field. They were I'll give them credit. They still had a bunch of Lions fans there, and they were pissed.
Yeah.
You know who they weren't talking shit to, though?
You.
Nick Harris, the punter. You're the best fucking player we got, because we were standing on
what,
the sideline.
What season was that?
2008?
The 0-16.
Yeah, it was 2008.
I went to the second to last game of the year.
Yeah.
Joey Harrington was on that Saints team as a backup.
Yeah. My man. I love Joey H. He's rooting for the Lions.
Yeah.
He put on Twitter him like watching the game, rooting for the Lions.
He did?
Yeah. What do you guys think of the movie The Day After Tomorrow?
I hate it.
I fucking love it.
The one with the like global
catastrophe.
Environmental crisis. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's a good one. I like it. Keanu Reeves?
Close. Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Oh, burn all the books in the library. I'll keep us watching.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Books? That's who I was thinking of. Yeah.
That's the Gutenberg Bible. That's at Harvard, idiot. Okay. I learned that watching Suits. Thank you.
Oh, you watch Suits?
I
want to know how I know season. Tom watches Suits? Because he tells us he watches Suits. Oh, my God. That's the kind of people watch Suits.
I finally watched Saltburn.
What'd you think?
You did? Wait, I watched it with you.
Yeah, and I was right. It was
super what?
It was very out there.
Come on, don't
murder
hold back.
On the dance
Say
floor.
It. We can edit it out.
Please what? Don't kill the group.
There was a guy jerking off in a tub, and then the other dude came and licked the tub water, the drain tub.
Whoa, okay, well, I guess you don't know art, okay?
Spoiler
that's
alert.
That's art.
That was art.
Tom, you thought the same thing.
I just couldn't believe what I was watching. And then when I find out that the graveyard scene was improvised.
I saw that. Someone messaged me
and
that.
Then somebody
I can't
put,
believe that.
Some, you know, they're like, and the tweet that somebody put, and nobody yelled cut. You know, like, as he's fucking this.
Let me work.
I think he's one of those guys that, I've seen him in the Banshee of Inisherin or whatever that movie is. He's very good, but I bet that guy's a fucking lunatic.
The main character?
Yeah.
He's that role in everything he's in. It's like this crazy fucking kid that's all messed up.
He probably sucks.
He sucks to hang out with, I guarantee it.
Yeah, that's why he plays the role so well of this burden on a person.
Why don't you tell me about Bo is Afraid and you tell me what movie is more fucked up?
Bo is Afraid.
Hour movie we watched?
Yeah. Yeah, that movie was wild.
The first hour of Bo's Afraid is one of the best 1 hours of cinema ever.
It's actually
and
really good.
And then it really slows down and takes a turn.
It is a weird movie.
It's like three stories in one, but it's not supposed to be, I don't think.
And then this isn't really a spoiler, but just randomly in the beginning, it's like he's in a city. And like if he steps
the
outside,
absolute,
chaotic thing.
What'd she call it, Emily? Skid Row.
Something
that.
Like, it's literally, he has to sprint down the street because if he walks outside, he's getting attacked.
Oh, over, like, by my old house, under the overpass.
Yeah, just outside of Chicago on that other city.
Just outside of Chicago on the way other end of the city.
Do you want me to Google Maps it, guys?
I've been there, I know.
No need, Tom, no need.
But it's also an extreme, I think it's, like, his point of view. And he has like some sort of schizophrenia.
Yeah, it's supposed
to
be
like. So it's extremely exaggerated. Yeah. Like, he leaves the door open for a quarter of a second, and all of a sudden there's a
the whole street floods
flooding
in.
Into his house. Like, it's ridiculous. It's good. Watch first hour.
What's the name of it?
Bo is Afraid is Joaquin Phoenix.
Love him.
And the director is Ari Aster.
And he also plays a crazy person in every movie.
Yeah,
Joaquin.
It's pretty much the Joker, except more nice, I guess.
And then, like I said, the guy from Euphoria plays the closeted gay guy in every movie.
Was he on...
That guy wasn't gay in that movie. Do I have to say it
again? He was fucking...
In which movie? In
Saltburn.
What guy was he?
The good-looking guy. He's not gay in that movie.
He's not gay.
Dude, he literally, when he talks...
He's just British.
When he talks to the other kid...
That's your problem.
When he talks to the other kid, he literally walks... He's like an inch from his face, like, hey, man, we should talk about this. And...
He does do like
that. He's like touching his arm, whispering to him.
Yeah, he's British. That's how they do it.
When he's
Why
going
do you think
through
they
the
lost
house
all those
for the tour. Dead Relly, Dead Relly.
Yeah.
Daddy's old teddy.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are just describing British people to me.
Farley.
The relationship he had with this kid was weird like that, though.
The whole movie's weird.
And then
I watched the guy fuck a gravesite. I watched the guy lick a bathtub.
I think the best part was when the guy's in bed. he climbs on top of him and he's like,
but also,
he's like, hey, listen here, buddy. I'm going to grab this.
Spoiler alert, that's when he sends an email. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like,
guy knows how to get the job.
I don't know what to think.
If you haven't watched it, maybe you should, just to know.
And maybe, Ed, maybe that's art. Is that I don't have to get it.
It's art.
I just have to. I see it. It doesn't do anything. And it
and
is
I
what
have
it
to
is.
Think it is.
It exists.
But would you rather, as far as expanding your artistic mind, would you watch a fucking dumb, crazy movie or would you go to an art museum?
Dumb, crazy movie all day.
Could I watch the dumb movie at the art museum?
One of those pieces. Oh, my God. Remember that bar we went to in
Louisville?
That was an art bar?
Yeah.
We walked around, and I'm not going to lie, I didn't say anything, but I was also like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Right. But there was a bar.
Yes, it was a bar.
I just started. I've never really watched Always Sunny.
Yeah.
And I just started watching it the other day. And like the first or second episode, the guy turns it into a gay bar. It's fucking hilarious.
You never watched Always Sunny?
Yeah, no.
Oh, dude, it doesn't even get good till like season four.
Right.
What are you talking about?
I mean, if you love it now,
what's the one guy's name? Charlie Day?
Charlie.
Yeah, in EP1, he hits a hard R.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
I was like, when did this show come out?
Because watch, like, when you get to season three, you're going to be dying.
Yeah.
And it's still going strong.
Right.
Dude.
There's like 30 years of it.
I was very taken back when he hit the hard R in the EP, in episode one.
You know what always pisses me off is like Survivor. They're like, now season 75. Yeah. And I'm like, I was 12 when this
they
came
do
out.
Like
what
five
are they
seasons
doing,
4
a year?
Right, yeah. Right. They just keep hitting it. And they're like, now and...
What's the real world, Don?
Are they still around?
Hey,
don't you fucking talk about the real world.
You were a real world guy back then.
The Challenge?
Hey, everybody was
okay. Later on, I watched The Challenge. Yeah. They're on fucking season like 28 or something.
People love that too.
It is pretty good.
The Real World was a movement, dude.
Theo Von was on The Real World, wasn't he?
I do not know.
I'm pretty sure he was, yeah.
I think he just looked like all the guys on the road.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. I've seen
He was on Mad TV, him and Bobby Lee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were like both pretty into Mad TV and like did shit with it.
Well, Mad TV.
MTV does Real World. Right. Yeah.
Well, Mad TV was a different thing than MTV.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
What? You're talking about Bobby Lee?
Yeah,
that's Mad TV.
Dude, yeah. I love Bobby Lee. Mata. He got fired twice from that show.
He did?
Yeah.
Well, those guys don't know anything about
comedy. Oh, what's Road Rules? He was in that.
He was on Road Rules.
Yeah. Bobby Lee? Yeah.
No.
No.
I'd go back and watch that.
He would have been the first contestant ever beat to death by other contestants.
Oh, he was also on The Challenge. Yeah. Oh, it says The Challenge
Road
was formerly.
Rules,
no.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. I got you.
I've only watched one season of Real World, and that was when it was San Diego.
Oh,
and
no.
That was a legendary season, I think.
Yeah, Real World San Diego.
That's why I still hear about it to this day.
Did you guys do Jersey Shore, or were you guys too old for that?
No, I never liked it.
Oh, I did it. I was young, though.
Right.
Never cared for it.
Liked it.
Who's your favorite character?
Vinny, for sure.
Even though he cheated on...
You didn't watch it?
You're thinking of Ronnie.
I have no idea. You're talking about Ronnie.
About Ronnie when he's... Do you ever seen the scene where he said that Sammy's toads are ugly or whatever?
What was her name? Sammy. Sweetheart?
Yeah, Sammy Sweetheart. But yeah, he's called her toes ugly or something like that, and she was fucking bawling her eyes out, like screaming at him. It was so funny.
Mike the Situation is
legend.
One of the greatest names of all time.
In the season when they went to Italy, one of the last seasons... He's getting in an argument with Ronnie, and Ronnie's like this big jack dude,
yeah.
And he's doing the interview after you watch this fight. But so he walks up to a wall and tries to headbutt it as hard as he can, and it's a fucking concrete wall,
right.
And he passes out, and they take him to the hospital, and he's like, yeah, I mean, I knew I was going to lose a fight to Ronnie, so I figured if I put my head through the drywall, he'd be like, damn, this motherfucker's crazy. I'm not going to fight him. But it was just concrete, and he just whacked his head on concrete.
I remember the video of Snooki getting punched.
Yeah, it wasn't like the first episode or something.
I don't know, but she just catches one across the jaw, and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Just a random
show?
Guy at a bar.
Yeah. Right. She's like, excuse me, get out of my face. And he just fucking right hooks her, and I'm like, what is this show?
It's a Jersey thing.
I
guess so.
Who else is on there? Mike the Situation.
Pauly D.
Pauly D is the DJ now.
$1 million every DJ
something
event.
Crazy.
Snooki's like... friend was interchanged a little bit throughout the show.
Okay.
I can't remember what the last girl's name was, but it was just like another gremlin, just like her.
Who is gremlin? Sammy Sweetheart. Who's the other girls?
Oh, fuck. Sammy, Snooki, J-Wow, Jenny.
Jen-Wow, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I can't think of if there was another one. Oh, there was a girl. There was the other girl that got kicked off, and like Angela got kicked
What'd
off.
What'd she get
kicked
off for?
I don't know. A lot of problems in the house she caused.
A lot of drugs.
No, it's just
problems is good for TV.
I know.
That's
I
what
know.
You want.
They were she was so bad.
That bad?
She was so bad that they were like, nah, Snooki's just
so
a class
drugs.
Act. You need out of here.
Cabs are here.
Yeah. Cabs here.
Just remember that they were in the video for Enrique Iglesias's Baby, I Like It.
Ooh, really? I love that song.
They're in the video.
Who saw GTL? Jim Tan Laundry.
So
they used to always say GTO.
Gym
Tan Laundry.
I must have missed that one. So
it was like every episode. You must have not watched any of them.
I never did. Tom,
you're such a bitch.
You follow up on the news.
Yeah.
You might have seen a certain Iowa caucus.
Donald Trump.
People are on Trump Watch 2024.
Yeah.
I assigned you, Tom, to be on Struck Watch 2024. So what do you have for us this week?
Well, big news, Struck Watch 2024. Boop, 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 boop. Boop, 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 boop. With the snow coming down, you know what else is raining?
Buckets. Yep.
Damn.
How'd you like that? You
guys set that up?
No.
just knew what he was going to say.
he was Mark Struck. Out plowing driveways, working hard in the driveway. Mason working hard in the paint.
Oh.
Rebound City, Point City, getting offers. Yes, sir. Everything's
plowing
looking good.
The competition.
Do we know?
Ooh.
Oh,
he was. What? Who did we just play?
I don't remember.
Yeah, he plowed all those dudes. He bent them over and plowed them.
What are you talking about? Mason and Mark, dude, those guys kill it.
I'm just talking about him going through the lane. He's like a plow truck.
Oh, okay.
He gets to the hoop so easy.
He shovels.
Yeah. No, it's a plow truck. It's easy.
Wait, is hose a thing? Is that what you say? No, I don't know.
Oh, I have no idea what their record is.
Are they They're still undefeated. And JV's still undefeated.
10-0 unless the 10-0 last I looked. Is it 11-0 now?
I think it's still 10.
10-0.
Jesus, how's these kids enough snow days?
How's I was looking up the rankings thing. You know, they keep posting those rankings. Somewhere put us at 9-1. I'm like, what the hell?
I think. Mark Strzok sent a redactment in there. So wait, didn't he? Wait a minute. He burned me last week.
Why?
Oh, under your bullshit call.
Oh my God. I'm going back to my tweets. I should have led with this story.
Mason roasting your ass is what you're talking about.
No, Mark.
It was Mark. Mark came in swinging, said, hey, Ed, you have no basketball knowledge of Chastain, and it's disgusting that you're on the mic.
Mark said, I got to apologize for giving you some bad information. There's one more 1,000-point scorer. His name is Dave Petrosky. Is that a man?
I believe that's
we called him
Podorsky.
Back in the 60s.
We called him Diamond Dave, but yeah.
It's probably Podorsky, right?
Yeah, Diamond Dave
Podorsky. I thought it was Cocaine Dave.
No, Diamond Dave. Our most recent... Oh, we played New Lothrop on the 12th. I do not know
how that was snowed out. That did not happen.
And Durand on the 19th. We have
that's
coming
up. A couple days.
Our last victory against Montrose Hill McCoy.
Why do they call it that?
Because they're fucking losers. I don't know.
We might be. I mean, we might play New Lothrop like tonight or tomorrow or sometime next week to make up for
make
it.
Up
for
make it. Up that game. I heard we wanted to play that game. I heard Mark Strzok plowed the whole fucking
the whole road to New Lothrop.
The whole road here
all
the and the whole parking lot.
Yeah.
And they still wouldn't fucking
pass. He did the school bus route, and then he did all the side routes for the fans.
Now, he did charge what it would cost because, you know, got to
pay the bills.
Yeah.
But I was at the third grade basketball game against New Lothrop, and they beat the shit out of Chesning. My nephew's on the team. They killed us.
Damn it.
And the parents were kind of bragging about it.
Oh, my God.
In third
grade. Big win for New Lothrop. I'm like, oh, maybe you should call some of them up to varsity so you guys have a prayer next
year. Oh, my.
Fucking roasted.
Next year in football, we got to beat them. I know. We're at home.
I'm talking a lot of shit.
We beat them this year, and the whole team's coming back. I know. So.
Well, Mason ain't coming back.
No.
But there will be home next year.
We will be home. And we will win. I'm calling a victory right now. Lions predictions, Dylan.
Oh, I got us. Jeez. 31-14.
Whoa. Ed. That's a blowout. I'm going to say they win by three again.
Win by three? Any prediction on the score? 3-0.
No. Let's do a low score. 14-11.
Ooh, how did they get to 11?
The Bucks. They got a three field goals and a safety.
I love that.
We would never give up a safety. Our O-line does not get pushed back.
They did it because
it was one of those. We recovered a fumble and then accidentally fumbled that into the back of the end zone.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Detroit 23. Bucks 10.
26. No.
Bucks 1.
Hey, do you think the Lions are going to win the Super Bowl? If you say no, you got to give me a loss in one of these predictions.
No, we are absolutely in line to win the Super Bowl.
Dylan?
Yeah, we're in line to win the Super Bowl.
I just wanted to say, I think the expectation this year was to win the NFC North and one playoff win. So
I'll tell you this.
House money right now.
Yeah. You're right. Absolutely no, house money. I feel very good. I feel very good. Okay. I don't know who's going to stop us.
I mean, there is.
Why does it cut?
Because I cut it.
There is a highly touted prospect coming into the draft, though, at quarterback that we could be looking for as a replacement.
Are you talking about Noah Kim?
Oh, no. I'm talking
the
about
JJ.
Country
singer?
I'm talking about JJ.
Oh.
Did you see Donovan said he's coming back?
I saw.
That's nice.
I did think it'd be funny. I told Tom, like, if Hendon Hooker, he's the emergency quarterback, imagine he has to come in for his first snap ever in the NFL, and it's in the playoffs.
Did you see that Ryan Day interview?
It's fake.
Wait, what?
I did a bunch of research because I saw it this morning. It was like, oh, that's legendary.
There was a video where somebody tells Ryan Day that Donovan Edwards
and Rod Moore
are coming back, and he's like, oh, great.
It was actually, I think it's an interview from 2 years ago when I was looking at it, and they were talking about Alabama's recruits, and they were like, oh, Alabama got four more five stars today. And he was like, oh, awesome.
So they just dubbed.
Oh, yeah, they just dubbed awesome. The Michigan question over the top. But it was hilarious.
It was funny.
I did save it at first. Like, oh, my God, that's legendary. And then I started looking through the comments. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Didn't that
happen? But, yeah, Rod Moore's coming back, too.
The whole defense back besides Saini.
Small piece.
All right. Anything else before we say goodnight?
No, and I hope I'm there with you Sunday to have to see you. I know. I hope it happens.
Oh,
to see you like you were one more time, and I think you should have one more beer, to be honest, to keep it going.
I absolutely will.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. This time I'll have two beers.
Oh,
you know what? And then maybe a third. Give me a case.
Next one,
case
four.
Race.
If the Lions win, here's the thing. I'm gonna be the tea when you called me an alcoholic earlier.
Oh yeah.
When I was in Chicago, lived in Chicago, in the city limits of Chicago. Here's the problem, Ed, is there's still 8 more miles beyond me of Chicago. But anyways, my roommate's parents were visiting. They're from Poland, and I was sick. And the mom says, Tom, are you sick? I make tea. I said, thank you so much, Mrs. Kowalczuk. That is perfect. I'm going to take a shower. I'll be right out. I get out of the shower. I get dressed. I'm running out the door, and she hands me my thermos. She says, Tom, don't forget your tea. Thank you so much, Mrs. Kowalczuk. You're such a sweetheart.
Kowalczuk.
I take a big swig of it, and it's straight vodka.
No.
Like warmed up?
Oh, yeah. And I go, Mrs. Kowalczuk, is there vodka in here? And she's like, a little. And I'm like, fuck it. This is how we're living today. And I ask her later, and it's like hot tea, a bunch of vodka, lemon juice, and honey. Dude, it cured you.
Really?
I was cured.
I've heard the tea, lemon juice, and honey, and minus the vodka.
The
but.
Vodka, she claims, is what soothes the throat, so you're not feeling the pain anymore. And it worked.
It soothes the brain, so you're not sending nerve pain.
Fucking smashed. And then when I had COVID a month ago, for the umpteenth time.
Jesus, fuck, for real.
I took it. I was hammered drunk off one shot, first of all, because I haven't been drinking at all. But it did cure me, so.
Yeah, hey. Works.
Well, I mean, yeah. Okay, I'll say this at your next meeting. guys, it was so it felt better.
3, 2, 1.
Action Daddies.
Go Lions.